This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a visit to Italy this evening to participate in the G7 summit in Apulia. Briefing media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vinay Quatra said India has been invited as an outreach country. The Prime Minister will participate in the outreach session tomorrow. In the session, the focus would be on artificial intelligence, energy, Africa and the Mediterranean. On the sidelines of the summit, the Prime Minister is expected to hold bilateral meetings with the leaders of G7 countries, including Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. The External Affairs Ministry has said that India's mission in Kuwait is ascertaining the full details from the concerned Kuwaiti authorities on the tragic fire incident. The ministry said in a statement that those injured are presently admitted in 5 government hospitals and receiving proper medical care and attention. According to hospital authorities, most of the admitted patients are stable. Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, has reached Mangav to oversee the relief measures and facilitate expeditious repatriation of the mortal remains of the deceased. Mr. Singh visited Jabar Hospital to ascertain the well-being of injured Indians in the fire incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a review meeting on the fire tragedy in Kuwait at his residence in New Delhi. He expressed grief at the loss of lives. He also announced ex gratia relief of 2 lakh rupees to the families of the deceased Indian nationals from the Prime Minister's relief fund. Meanwhile, Kuwait's public prosecutor has started an investigation into the fire incident. The probe aims to uncover the circumstances behind the incident and the cause that triggered the deadly inferno. BJP leader Pema Khandu was sworn in as the Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh for the 3rd consecutive term in Itanagar today. 11 other MLAs also took oath as cabinet ministers. The centre today informed the Supreme Court that a decision has been taken to cancel the grace marks awarded to 1,563 candidates in the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test Undergraduate NEET UG 2024 examination for admission to undergraduate medical programmes. A vacation bench of Justices Vikram Nath and Sandeep Mehta was told by the Council for the Centre and the National Testing Agency NTA that the students who were given grace marks will be given an option to appear for the retest. Is likely to be held on the 23rd of this month. For those who do not wish to take the test again, their scores based on the exam held on the 5th of May will be taken into account. The council representing NTA said the counselling schedule announced earlier will not be disturbed since the results of the retest would be declared by the 30th of June. The apex court today reiterated it would not stay the NEET UG 2024 admission counselling process. Meanwhile, the government today said no evidence of question paper leak has been found in the NEET UG 2024 examination. The Congress party has demanded a fair investigation under the supervision of the Supreme Court into the NEET examination issue in a social media post. Mr. Kharge alleged rigging, paper leaks and corruption in the examination. He said after investigation, the culprits should be given the harshest punishment and lakhs of students should be given compensation to save their year from being wasted. The preparation related to regular Union Budget 2024-25 has commenced. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman took charge of the Finance Ministry yesterday and held a meeting with senior officials in this regard. India has dispatched 19 tons of humanitarian assistance and disaster relief supplies to Papua New Guinea's Enga province, which was ravaged by a devastating landslide. The assistance is part of the $1 million aid package to the island nation announced last month by India, marking a strong commitment to its forum for Indo-Pacific Islands cooperation partner. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued red alert for heat wave in Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Jharkhand. In Bihar, the red alert has been issued for the next 2 days, while in Jharkhand it will be for the next 3 days and in Uttar Pradesh it is for the next 3 to 4 days. Speaking to media, senior IMD scientist Soma Sen informed that there will be a heat wave alert in other areas of North India, including Punjab, Haryana, North Rajasthan, Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and in some parts of West Bengal. And with that, we end this news bulletin.